All right, we're in, what, the middle of April? We haven't had a podcast in a couple weeks for no real good reason.
Just because we've been lazy. Lazy April.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm the undercaffeinated Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom!
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm not undercaffeinated.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I have two little chocolate candy bars in me. Caffeine.
You sent me to the store to pick up the little... What do they even call these? You know, it's weird
miniature
because...
Miniature assortment.
These Hershey's little candy bars are the only way most people see a Crackle...
Or a Mr. Good Bar.
Or a Mr. Good Bar. Now, I have seen the full-size Mr. Good Bars out there that are about the size of the Hershey chocolate bar. I've never seen the Crackle go head-to-head with the Nestle's Crunch.
Well, they used to back in the day. They did.
You would see a big red Crackle.
Yes.
Well, I am of the thinking that the Hershey's Crackle is actually better than the Nestle's Crunch right now.
I don't know. I think I like Nestle Crunch
Nestle's Crunch went off a cliff when they got rid of the foil.
Oh.
When they dropped the foil, they cheaped out. They cut corners. It has only ever been good
with
the foil.
You know, when they dropped the foil, they went to Mexico.
You think that's what they did?
Yeah.
They can't get foil in Mexico? Is that
what
it is?
Well, it's just cheaper just to wrap one time.
Now they just got wrapped once. It doesn't have any kind of metallic foil whatsoever.
No.
And it tastes cheap. It does.
Well, they probably changed the formula too.
They used to print cool things on them. You have like the DeLorean from Back to the Future was on them back in like 94. They would just have like cool designs. I haven't seen any kind of cool design Nestle
Crunch. I forgot about the cool designs on them.
They used to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Now it's cheap. You know, you said I was in trouble because I at Easter, you know, about a week back.
You're in trouble.
I picked up some Reese's Pieces. No, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, right?
Uh-huh.
But they were the Easter egg variety.
Oh, they tasted disgusting.
And that was before the grandson of Mr. Reese's got upset.
They used some fake chocolate or something.
I thought the peanut butter was fine. There was enough peanut butter there. I didn't notice the bad chocolate.
The chocolate was soft. It tastes like Play-Doh. Or looked like Play-Doh. Tasted like Play-Doh.
They spoke out. Now, Reese's is, I think they're in league with Hershey's over here. And they are going to up the ante on the chocolate.
Well, good. I mean, America's known for its like milk chocolate. And if you can't even do that right, come on, people.
I mean, there's that, right?
Yep, there's that.
How about we go ahead and get into the news?
Okay. What form of the news do you want to get into?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, it's either the truth or the not truth. I think it should be like you cannot publish any news unless you take a lie detector while you're doing it.
All right. Well, fun story first, okay? The Atlantic had an exhaustive, I think, 555 restaurant test to find America's best free bread at a restaurant.
Oh, okay. Serve you bread. So who won?
Well,
who would you think would win?
Of course, it's not going to be a chain that won. This is the winner, okay? It is a free cranberry walnut loaf.
Loaf. Mm, yeah. That looks good. Where's that at?
From Le Diplomat in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And people are thinking that this could be like Tom Cruise's coconut cake. Like people are going to be heading here. They got to see what this bread's all about, you know?
What's it called again?
The place is called the Le Diplomat.
Le Diplomat.
It is America's best free bread. It is a cranberry walnut loaf.
Hmm, that sounds good.
It looks like something.
Looks good.
What are you going to do? They're going to have people line. At some point, they're going to have to start charging people for the bread. They're going to have so many people wanting the bread.
Well, we have a restaurant here in town that does that. You get
Morgan's.
You get one serving of bread, but if you want more, you have to pay for it.
I'm surprised they didn't start charging us for the refills.
Two servings of bread.
But. Yeah, they give you a pretty decent entry price, but then it's like, oh, you want butter on that? You want butter on that potato?
$2.
Well, hold on. You wanted the fancy butter. That's going to cost you.
Oh, yeah.
You
they know? Had honey butter costs more.
You want a straw? Like, are they going to get like that?
They might.
We only went there once.
Yeah.
Are we going to go back there?
We'll probably go back there.
Well, probably that real reassuring right there.
Yeah.
Real reassuring. So WrestleMania is coming. I think it might actually be like tonight because they did I think Saturday, it's weird. They do two nights in a row, but they
what
do
channel
the,
is that on?
I guess Friday, it's not on a channel, really.
What's it on, the moon?
I'm not sure where it is exactly. I think you have to have ESPN's app.
Oh,
at the moment, they're in weird places with this. Second year in a row at Las Vegas, people are upset about that. They're having trouble selling the place because they upped the ticket prices ridiculous. So it's going to be a half-hearted reaction from a crowd that's, you know, not really present there. People are paying through the nose. You got to pay like $60,000 to get your picture taken in the middle of the ring.
That's ridiculous.
What they do is they come up with these experiences that don't cost, that don't
like
cost
your air quotes.
They don't cost WWE anything. Hey, you want to stay in the middle of the ring? That's going to be a whole lot of money. We could let a bunch of people. The ring's already there. It doesn't cost money to stand up, but we're going to charge you money for it.
Hey, it's an experience.
Experiences.
You should come up with some experiences.
Experiences are trash.
Come up with some experiences.
Get out of your headspace with this experience stuff, listeners. That's how they get you. That's the tourist trap right there.
We could have an experience. Come to our house and have,
it's,
I don't know.
It's awful that they act like the Midwest is full of tourist traps. Oh, but if you go to Madison Square Garden to see the Knicks play their backups instead of the starters because they're resting, that's not a tourist trap. That's the experience. You're paying for the experience. Is that what it is? So experiences are tourist traps. It's just when it's a tourist trap, it's in flyover country. But it's when experience, oh, it's in one of these important cities.
You can come to Derby and see the dinosaurs.
Is that a tourist trap or an experience? Or
that's an experience.
Hey, you beat me at Mentor Golf there.
I did.
So
that was an experience.
Well, they unveiled they have a Hulk Hogan display. Experience, yeah. Where they have a statue of Hulk Hogan and various things he wore and things like that. And his statue looks okay. I'm trying to find a picture of the statue. It's not really coming up. But they gave him a statue. You can
is
go
he
see
starting
it.
Starting to shrink?
He's dead.
He is?
Remember I predicted his death? I've sat here.
Oh, I didn't know he died.
I sat here and said, you know, I think Hulk Hogan's going to die next. And what happened? He died the next day. And your son came up and he did a passive-aggressive BS thing in the car. He called his friend and was like, hey, you got to hear this. My mom just said Hulk Hogan instead of Hulk Hogan. Okay, yeah. Bye. That was a passive-aggressive move because everybody knew that I predicted his death, and that's what he should be. That's why you call somebody, be like, hey, I can't believe my brother actually called this. But instead, oh, my mom mispronounced his name slightly right now. Okay, bye.
I always called him Hulk Hogan.
At any rate, that's WrestleMania for you. They have it spread over two nights now so that all sorts of people can say they headlined WrestleMania.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I headlined night one, you know, or something like that, or night two.
I headlined the second half of the second quarter. No,
okay, this is brilliant right here.
What?
Uber Eats driver boosts tips with delivery confirmation photos she leaves to customers. What do you think she does to get better tips on the delivery?
She takes a picture of the food on the front porch.
So you take a picture of the food on the front porch, right?
And people give them a tip.
Well, here's what she does. She includes her feet in the photos.
Oh.
And then people can see that she's a girl and give her more money.
Well, she has nice little pedicure.
She monetized her feet pics.
That's a good idea.
She did.
Why don't you do that?
Not a girl. Now I could start painting my toenails and see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Is brilliant. This is brilliant. It's like, hey, your food's here. Oh, hey, look, a girl delivered it.
Yeah.
This is brilliant.
It is.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
You just have to smile with your cute face and hold it up and say, here it is.
You have to put this stuff on the ground. Do you really want your McDonald's on your welcome mat?
Yeah, it's better than the ground.
I mean, would you eat off your welcome mat, though?
Not the one we have right now. We need to get a new one.
No, we have a cool one, don't we?
It's what
does it
old.
Say? What does it say?
Welcome to the next level.
Yeah, there you go. That's what makes it cool. All right, last news story. SNK's Neo Geo console remake works with original cartridges and HDMI. There's a picture.
Yeah.
It's white.
Looks about the same, doesn't it?
What do you mean looks about? You've never seen one of these.
Neo Geo?
I never seen one.
Okay.
You haven't seen one. I haven't seen one. No one's seen one. Okay.
They didn't have them in Oklahoma, huh?
Look for these in a garage sale. So this came out in 1991 that cost $650 in 1991.
That was a lot of money in 1991.
Adjusted for inflation does not ever tell the whole story. That's it crazy. Was not easy to make that much money back in the day. You could not mow enough lawns to make $650 in a summer. It couldn't be done. You couldn't get a video online and now you're famous. There was nothing like that. You had to be a lawyer. And that's
or
the only way.
You had to have rich parents.
Lawyer, stockbroker, something like that. Yeah, there's not, kids didn't have these, okay?
Okay.
So this was a machine that played the exact same games as they offered in the arcade.
Which wasn't very many back then.
Wasn't very
many.
We
had like Tetris and Pac-Man.
This is a bit different than that.
Okay.
Okay. So I actually played one of these games with your husband today.
Oh, is that what you guys
this
were doing?
This golf game called Neo Turf Masters cost $40,000 to have on a cartridge that plays in this right now.
Wow.
But you can download it on the Nintendo Switch for $8.
It looks cool.
So we played some of that. We were going back and forth for a bit there, and I pulled ahead when we had a little tough time trying to figure out the controls because we were using the Joy-Cons on the Switch 2 sideways. Like you kind of break them off, and then you have two controllers. Uh-huh. And it works for this if you know what the buttons are. So we had, yeah, like, it seems like
you'll get.
You had to put like a coin. Coins in the machine to kind of get to work right.
Huh. Practice.
So, yeah, kind of a weird deal. So, this version right here, how much do you think that costs?
The new one?
The white one there with the wireless controller and includes the game Metal Slug, one of the best games.
Probably about $1,000.
$350.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. That's cheaper than the new.
And you also get a memory card thing, too. Oh, so it costs a lot less than a
Nintendo.
Switch 2. A whole heck of a lot less than half the price of a PlayStation 5 now, or an Xbox Series X, which have only gone up in prices.
Are there anymore?
Nintendo Switch 2.
Okay.
That's what we played it on.
But there's no regular just Nintendo, not a Switch.
Okay. Nintendo's current console is the Switch 2.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
The NES, they kind of abandoned that, but what they did was in like 2016, they had an NES Classic. And then next year, they had a Super Nintendo Classic Mini. And they played what they called emulation. It had like a chip in it, and it acted like it was Super Nintendo. What people are going nuts about with this is it doesn't have a chip that's faking being the chip. They have some way of making the chips be the chips.
Hmm.
So it plays it natively. It's not emulation. The collectors like that sort of thing. A lot of people are excited about the wireless controller because they're like, hey, these controllers are 35 years old. They're kind of beat up. I could use a new controller.
So now they can use it on their old system.
Yeah, you can use it on the old system.
Wow.
So, yeah, people are kind of excited about that. All the games on the system are made by one company, or pretty much all of them. And so Nintendo had everybody kind of locked out of putting games on other consoles and stuff. And then Sega was able to win over a few people, like Madden Football sort of stuff. But these guys, they kind of just struggled to make their own games, but they kept the system alive, making games for it up to 2004.
Wow.
13 years of support there.
That's something.
And the games from early in the system look so much different than later, where they're putting more information on the carts and stuff. It's pretty wild.
So how long has video games been around? Where do they start?
It's dubious. In the 60s, there was something called Computer Space. It may not have actually been in an arcade. Actually, that one might have made it to the arcade. And then there was Pong. That was the first one that blew up.
I remember Pong, yeah.
But you can actually see this. I think it was a Computer Space or something that it had a very weird look to it. You can see it in Jaws and also in Soylent Green. It has a scene in Soylent Green.
So what year did those come out?
Soylent Green, I think, is like 72 or something. Jaws
is pretty early.
Like
that's before the first, like, they used to call them personal computers, came out.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I was in college then.
The Nintendo you're talking about comes to the U.S. in 1985.
Okay.
And that's when Super Mario Brothers comes out. You remember him?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, I think it's time that we play a game.
What game are we going to play today?
A game called...
What year?
This is the game where I give you five songs. They're all from the same year. This is the new modified rules, right? They're all from the same year. You listen to them, and then you tell me.
What year?
And I have 1 year leeway both ways.
According to you.
Yes.
According to
the rules,
you.
According to Mom.
The world according to mom, huh?
No, the rules.
Okay, first up. Does it sound familiar or anything?
Mm-mm.
Have you heard this?
No.
So, what do you think of it? Are you trying to get us a copyright strike? Okay. You have to talk over these sort of things or we're going to get in trouble.
Okay, well, I don't know what this is, so go to the next one.
Okay. This one maybe you've heard.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give.
Have you heard this?
No, but it's a good voice.
You was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes.
Is it Justin Bieber?
Why were they open?
Gave you all I had. All right, you want me to go to the next one?
Okay, yeah.
Surely you've heard this.
I like this song.
You want to sing along then?
I don't know all of it.
Okay, just sing along.
Okay. But who's, what year was this?
I'm not supposed to tell you. All right, we're going to go to the next song.
Okay.
Heard this?
No, I'm listening. Do I know these?
What do you think of this one?
It's okay. Does it have any lyrics?
Yeah, it has lyrics eventually. They make you wait for stuff. Have you heard this?
No. Hey, go to the next one.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzards, sipping scissor in my ride.
Have you heard this?
No.
I thought you'd really like this one.
Where would I be when I heard this?
This was the biggest hit of the songs I played. Well, maybe. So,
okay, 2009.
I Follow Rivers by, I probably should have looked up how to pronounce this, maybe Like Lee. Grenade by Bruno Mars, also known as Justin Timberlake. That's his alias, right?
Sorry, Bruno.
Hey Soul Sister by...
I don't know who it is. I like it, though.
It's Something You Ride.
I don't know.
It's in our backyard.
We ride it in our backyard?
A train.
Oh, okay.
Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. And Like a G6 by Far East Movement and Dev, the first South Korean song to top the U.S. Billboard charts.
Okay, so what year?
In 2010.
I had 2010 written here.
Kind of,
then
but you,
I
said,
had 2010,
then you said 2009.
And then I went down to 9, but I got it right. Woohoo!
I wouldn't call it right. You were close enough.
Yeah, I got it right. Carrie's
no,
rules.
No, that's... Not the best way I would have described that, but hey.
Like that. Woohoo!
That's...
What year?
Mom got it right.
All right, now you have something else.
Okay, I got a quote. I don't know if you saw this movie, so this might be a hard one for you. This could be hard. I was going to tell you how much I like these videos on YouTube, though. There's just the ones where they have, like, the baby Trump. And now, lately, they've had a baby Trump.
Baby Trump. Is that what it is?
No, it's a baby Trump, and he has a little... It's a baseball hat on, and then there's a Biden, too, a baby Biden, and they're hilarious.
Are they using some effect to make him look like a baby? Because they did this stuff years back, and it was, you know, in a way convincing.
These are real babies, though. This little baby looks like Trump, poor thing. He's
all right,
a cute
get on
baby.
With it.
Okay. She thinks I'm a fascist. I don't control the railways or flow of commerce. Oh, wait, she thinks I'm a fascist. I don't control the railways or the flow of commerce.
Is it, it sounds like a Woody Allen movie.
Nope.
Am I, no?
It's a tall blonde.
Tall blonde dude?
Woman.
Says she thinks I'm a fascist?
She thinks I'm a fascist. I don't control the railways or the flow of commerce. 2023 was when the movie came out. That's why I don't think you
what
saw
the it. Heck is that? They didn't even make movies back then. We were done making movies.
She likes to wear high heels.
We were done making movies at this
She's
point.
She's not real.
She's not real? So is it... What? hold on now. This sounds too weird. 2023.
Yeah. I think it won Best Picture, or it got won a whole bunch of Emmys.
Emmys?
In Oscars, I mean.
Gosh, I don't know. What is it?
Barbie movie.
Barbie?
Barbie. Robbie, what's her name? Margot Robbie?
No, some other character was saying that. Why would Barbie say that?
Well, Barbie said it, so I don't know.
Okay, well.
But anyway, you didn't get yours right.
All right, whatever.
What movie?
Yeah.
Bye-bye now. That wasn't long enough.
I wonder why.
Well, I was trying to think of something else to talk about.